Okay, let's get started with Yerushalmi Shkalim Daf Chav Dalad, the last daf here in the third parak of Masech Shkalim, parak Bishlosha Prakim, and we are on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. We spoke about that the Truma of Shkalim was done three times a year, 2 weeks before each of the Chagim, with the Mishnah called Pras, because Pras is a piece, a half of a month. So that's why 2 weeks before Pesach, 2 weeks before Shavuos, 2 weeks before Sukkot, and every time they did it, they did the Truma, and they then put a cover on so that the next time they would take out, there was no, they didn't take from the Shirayim, because the Gemara says that the Shirayim are Nifsal. They're already, it's probably comparable to the Sugya of Dichui, right? Once something was in the Parsha and then rejected, like we know Nire v'nidche, then it's permanently stained. So here too, once the Shirayim were labeled Shirayim, it wasn't taken when the Shkalim were removed, so then what's left over is not used. You put a cover, one of the katavlios, and then the new Shkalim go on the next level, v'chulu, and the next level. So we're Torahing three times. The Mishnah used the Lashon, but the Gemara said at the end of the Daf last time, that the first time the Kohen says, this is for the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, and then this is for the Bnei Krachim Hamukafin close, and then this is for Madayu Paras, but it doesn't really mean that. Really, each one of the Trumas HaShekel, each one of them, the Kohen HaTorim, has in mind, for all Jewish people, all of Am Yisrael, whoever sent in their Shekel already, and whoever it's on the way, but it just uses that Lashon in order to encourage, right? So people who out about, wow, I didn't send my Shekel yet, so that they'll be encouraged to send it. I don't really take it so literally, said the Gemara. So Tani, last four words on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Tani, Natal min harishona. So what happens if one took from the first, right? One took from the, remember now that there were, every time the truma was done, they put it into three boxes. And the Mishnah said earlier, they label them Aleph, Beis, Gimel, or Alpha, Beta, Gamma, right? One of the two, either Hebrew or the Greek language. But once you took from the first, Natal min harishona, the Tiklan Chatan explains, they didn't take from the first and finish the first until it was empty and then go to the second and then go to the third. That's not how it worked. They took from the first a nice amount, but they left some and then they would go to the second. And then after they took a nice amount for the second, they would go to the third. Again, this is all in between the trumas, right? This is when you took the three boxes of the kupos. Says the Tikkun Chatan explains, toward on the left side on the bottom. Tchila no tel merishona shemitzvah barishon l'stopping mena tchila. First you take from the first one because there's a mitzvah to be mistopping from the first. Aval ena meirika lagamre, but you don't empty it. You don't finish the first of the three boxes down to the last coin. Shetzarach l'stopping b'kol agimel, because there's a special din that you have to be mafresh from all three boxes. Das b'chu akra. Based on the pasuk we had earlier, it could be that you'll run out, you'll finish the first one or the second one, and you'll be done. You won't have to go to the third one. So you take some from the first, you take from the second, you take from the third, and then what? Let's continue reading now in the Gemara. Even though there is still left in the first, you don't finish that, you take from the second. Then you take from the second. And even though there's more left in the second one, you take from the third. So your mekayim, that halacha, that's marumas in the pasuk, in Nehemiah, that you take from all three. Then once you have taken from all three and now you need more, so now you keep going with the three. You're in the third one, so you keep using the third one until that one's finished. Shoma hashlishis, once the third one is finished, now you need more, now you go back one, you go back to the second. Choza l'shniya, shoma shniya, choza l'rishona. So that is what is a done. So now you got to, okay, so now what happens if you finished all? I don't know, the price of animals went up, and therefore you had to use a lot of shkalim. And now what do you do? Because you don't have any shkalim left for the carbon of sebor. So shoma shlashtan, Machlokas Tanoim, Choser Vishokel, either Choser Vishokel, Rambam Zmanim, Choser Shkalim, Choser Vishokel. So the Tanakhama here says, you are Choser Vishokel. What does that mean? You have to like ask people to give some more pashtus that, you ran out, but you can't use Shirayim, right? The Shirayim that you took from the Choser Shkalim, that was already labeled and problematic. So once the shkala mora used, then you have to have more. Look at the tiklan chadatin shokel. Tiklan chadatin hainu. Hecha dahayu a karbonos merubin. What if you have many karbonos vosiyu? Kol agimo. Kodem aperik abeis. Vol ratzo lahatu lekech meshirayim sheyidim kishkalim. So therefore you take chozer v'shokel. Rabbi Meir Omer, chozer l'shirayim. Rabbi Meir says, no, you go back to the shirayim. You go back to the ones that were left over from the truma. Usually you don't use it. Okay, but here, if you need it, you need it. Shoyer Meir Omer, we had this before, Maul and Bishirayim, Shemi Yitzrichu Lohem Labasov. Remeir holds that there is Mi'ila by the Shirayim. Why? Because you might need it. Like in this case, if it runs out, you're gonna need it, and therefore, that's why you say, because there's a potential of needing it, that is why we say that there's going to be allowances to use it. Because there's allowances to use it, that's why, there is Mi'ila. The Rambam says in Perek Beis, Halacha Vav, where he describes, the Rambam there in Perek Beis of Hilchos Shkalim. Hilchos Shkalim is in Zmanim, if you remember. Hilchos Shkalim could have been, we discussed this back in the Hakdama of the Masechta, Shkalim could have been put into Kachim. It's all about carbon and seaboard. But it has to do with the giving of the Shkalim, which is an Arachayim type of, everybody send their Shkalim. So it's about a daily activity that we did during the seasonal times of the year. And it's done, as we know, before Rosh Chodesh Adar. That's why it's put here. It's put in Zmanim. And the Rambam followed the Rambam follows Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Very often he does not follow Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. He makes his own structure. But here he puts it together. So the Rambam in the second parak there is discussing the, whole process, as we have been discussing. Mishlosha Prakam Bashana Tarmana Salishka. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Kodem Yantif, V'Kodem Atzeres. He goes through all of it, and he says you have the three kupos and three times. Should I be Torah? Should I be Torim? V'Chozer Mali Osam Yeshalosh Kupos Akhtanos, Menasholosh Gdolos Pam Shniyah. V'Chozer Mali Osam Pam Shlishes, Menasholosh Kupos Akhtanos, Shabbat Tishrei. V'Stavim Gnash Yichlu, Ach Yichlu, Ad Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'Chulu. The Chosin, the Tarmin, the Rambam has a different shot. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to go into it right now. There was a different shot in terms of a number of these Mishnayos, in terms of how the Truma was done. But generally, we wouldn't pass them like Rabbi Meir, Meir Pablo, Chosin, Mishirayim. But, the Rambam has a different shot of the Shirayim in general. Okay. But this is what was done. So now we have V'chein. What is this doing here, what we're about to do? We're about to have the Brisa that we're all familiar with from the Bavli Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf. And if you don't think you're familiar with it, we are, because this is the basis for the whole Sefer of Masul Sisharm, right? The different levels of Midos, of Zahirus and Zerizos and Nikios, that's based on the Ramchal, used the Midos order from Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, but we had that already, came up earlier in the Yerushalmi as well. And here it comes up. Again, there are slight differences between the order. Not just slight differences, some major differences between the order of the Midos and the levels of Avodas Hashem in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf and here. But what is this doing here? So explain the Mefarshim, the Tiklan Chadatin says that, well, we spoke two things before. Before, and we said, remember when the Kohen goes in, Kohen Atarim, he can't wear anything with hems or with pockets. That already speaks about how you have to be a Naki. You have to be, have Nikius, which is one of the major midos in that brisa. You have to have nikius. And number two, we had Rabbi Gamliel, who was a zariz. Rabbi Gamliel, right before the truma was done, they went in and they threw their shekel in because they wanted their shekel to be taken, and they were always very into mitzvahs. So that's why the Mishnah is here. We're just talking about those types of midos, and that's why this brisa is quoted as well. So now read it inside. Tiklan Chadatin. Aidi da Amri begimel prakim v'shetzorach lios naki mehabrios kamo midei shamayim v'shetzorach lios zariz kamo shabeis shavei gamliel shahaya sheyesh shalahem tchila v'farish lekulamidos to Rav Pinchas ben Yair. That's why they're all quoted here. So we have Rav Pinchas ben Yair Omer zrizus. So already that's different than what we have. So if you remember, well, let's first appreciate what we have, and then we'll appreciate this, because the Ramchal, the Sefer, is based on, again, Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, and at the end of his Akdama there, he quotes what he's going to go into, the end of Perek Aleph, right, when he talks about Chovas Adam Bolamo, not at the end of Akdama, the end of Perek Aleph, where he talks about a person's Chova, which again is the Mefarshim HaMedayek Chovas ha'adam ba'olam. It's not just Chovas ha'adam ba'olam. It's Chovas ha'adam ba'olamo. Right? His world. Each of us have our own world. The Gra says that, I don't know why it's dafka the first 11, the Gra said that the first 11 prakim of the Mesillas Yesharim was written Baruch HaKodesh. Every single word is measured and specific. I think it's many people, and I don't think I've ever gone through the whole thing straight. After Perek Yud Aleph, you're like, that's a huge parak about Nikias, you gotta start again. But that's through Yud Aleph is very popular. But at the end of the first parak of Chovas Adam Balamo, so he quotes the Abraisa. Zehirus, that's first. Many times there's teams. Zehirus is first and Zrizus. Zehirus is the Surmei Rad, the Zrizus is the Aseh Tov. Zehirus, Rizus, Nikius, Precious, Tara, Chasidus, Anava, Yerashet, Kedusha. That's the order that he's going to go in. But if you look in the, where is it? We have a couple of Girsas also that are a little different. We have Zehirus, Zrizus, Nikius, Precious, Tahara, Kedusha, Anava, Yerashet, Chasidus, Ruach HaKodesh, Tchias HaMesim. That's the order that we have it. Again, we had a different order elsewhere, but that's the Brisa. So, V'chein, what do we have here? Hayar Pinchas Ben Yair Omer, Zrizus, Mevi Elidei Nikias. We jump to Nikias. Right, Pashas, Nikias is Nikias Michet. Right, cleanliness, clean. Nikias Mevi Elidei Tara, Tara Mevi Elidei Kedusha, Kedusha may devila de anava, right? Each of these, the Gemara is going to quote psukim relating to each of these, which is interesting. What do you need psukim to teach me, like, the step by step in Avodah Hashem? Isn't it just like logic? Like, you conquer this midah, it leads to the next midah. Maybe it's not all intuitive, right? The psukim teach us what we should be doing. What should be our focus? We should know step by step. How do you go up the spiritual ladder? So Kedusha leads to anava, anava midah, de yirashet. Yerushet mevila de chasidus, again different orders. Chasidus mevila de ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh mevila de tchias hamesim. Tchias hamesim mevila de eliyahu zachor latov. So that's the order that we have. Again, we can spend a lot of time on each of these. Maybe you pick up on one or two. Anava. Speak about anava a little bit. The humility. I like to quote. It's been a while, but the Mishnah at the end of Sota. The Mishnah at the end of Sota that discusses that many midos were personified by certain tanaim. Certain tanaim excelled in certain midos. And that's what the Mishnah says at the end of Sota. Here it is on Mem Ches. Mem Ches Amabez Mem Tes. Last off, Mem Tes. The Mishnah says, Mishameis Benazai Batluach Shaktanim. We spoke about Benazai a couple of days ago. Never got married. Nafshi Chashka Batorah. When he died, the midah of Shakdanus died. Diligence. Right? The working hard and diligent, so that died with him. He was the ultimate in Shkida. Mishameis ben Zoma Batlu Hadarshanim. Ben Zoma was a great darshan. Right? Darshanim Sukha. Mishameis Rabbi Akiva Batlu Kavaratorah. And it continues. Mishameis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Batlu Ziv HaChachma. Rechem and Zakkai, right? He knew, that's the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chav Ches, in the Bavli, he knew everything. And he was the Ketanim Shebekatan Shebekulan of the Talmidim of Hillel. Mishameis Rechem and Zakkai, Batla Kavad HaTorah, V'chulu, Mishameis Rebbe, Batla Anava, V'yiras Chet. When Rebbe died, Anava died also. When Rebbe died. So the Gemara comments on that. The second to last line in the end of Sota. Mishameis Rebbe, Batla Anava, Amale Rav Yosef Latana, Rav Yosef told the one who was saying over these Mishnayos, Lo tisni anava diika ana. Right? Don't put anava in there that Rebbe, anava died when Rebbe died because I'm still here. Tisli anizi ana. And that's one of the, again, you might say humor in the Talmud, but I don't think Rav Yudanasi is, I don't think Rav Yosef is joking around here. So what does it mean? So the Vilna Gaon says, oh, there's a Tana named Ana. So Ana is still a humble person. But the pshat that we've said in the past was that who's talking here? Rav Yosef is talking. Rav Yosef is saying, you think it's hard to have humility these days? Dika, I know, look at my life. Look at what I've been through. Right? Rav Yosef, the Gemara numerous times, says he became ill and sick when he got older. He forgot all of his learning. Shachat Talmudo. And his Talmidim, sometimes we're talking to him, and they said, Rav, he's like, wow, what a great chiddush. He's like, Rav, you taught that to us. Right, so Rabbi Yossi says, you think you're in charge, you're a gaiva, right? Look at my life, right? We say al tashlicheni le'ezikna. Right? Hashem, don't leave me as we get older. But that's anava. We recognize that we are not in charge. Maybe that also connects to the Gemara in Bava Basra. Remember the Gemara there that tells the stories of many of the Rabbi Bar Bar Chana stories. One of the Rabbi Chana says that one time he was on a boat and he saw an island and they got off. Threw their anchor, and they went to the island, and they started setting up shop, and all of a sudden they started a barbecue. They wanted to make some lunch, and all of a sudden the island started shaking, and all of a sudden they didn't know what was going on. They jumped off the island, they ran back to their boat, and they realized that it was not an island, that it was a large marine animal. And it started shaking, and Rav Yosef says, if our boat wouldn't have been close, we would have drowned. Right, so what's that about? Again, some of those stories are literal, and some of those stories are mishalim. Sometimes we think we're on terra firma. We think we're solid. We think everything's going straight. But sometimes the ground that we're on turns into a whale and turns over. And to recognize, it's not so hard to, if one thinks a little bit, to have a little anava. Right? Gemara Sota says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the more space that you take up, the less space there is for me. So if I'm down here on Earth, the more that you raise yourself up, I get pushed out. So the more space that you leave for me, the more that things can happen. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, was the Anav Mikal Adam. Anav Mikal Adam. Moshe Kibel Torah Mi Sinai, the Mefarshim point out. Moshe got Torah, what do you mean? Me Hashem. From the mountain, Mi Sinai. Moshe was Zochet to be the Mekabel Torah. Moshe Kibel Torah Mi Sinai. He was Zochet to it because he recognized, why Har Sinai was chosen out of all the mountains, right? The one that was low, the one that, symbolized Anava. So that's Anava. Anava leads to Yiras Chet. Yiras Chet. What exactly is Yiras Chet? Fear of the Chet. Yiras Chet. We know also that there are different types. We know Yiras Hashem is one of the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one of the mitzvahs that we have to do, one of the six mitzvahs tmidios, according to the Sefer HaChinuch. We have the mitzvah of belief in Hashem and Avodah Zarah. Yichud Hashem, Hashem Echad, Hashem is one, everything comes from Hashem, right? That's the first three mitzvahs. And then we have Ava and Yira, that's 4 or 5. And then we have V'losasurach V'levavchem Achreinechem. Those are the six mitzvahs tmidios, says the Sefer HaChinuch. So Yira, though, there are various forms of Yira, as we know. Yiras Chet is mentioned here, but does that literally mean fear of, like, how do you, what does that mean? There's Yira Shamayim, there's Yiras Chet. So many Mefarshim point out the two types, there's more than two, but two types of Yira. The Rambam in Mitzvot Aseh Dalid, where he talks about Yira, that's where the Rambam focuses on maybe the most basic level of Yira, what we would call Yiras Ha'onesh. Yiras Ha'onesh, where the Rambam discusses, let me just find it here, where the Rambam discusses Mitzvot Aseh. Where do I have it here? Mitzvah Dalet, Mitzvah Revius. Shetzivanu laha'amin yiraso yisala ulehi fachei bimenu. Be scared. Right? Be scared, what we would call scared. V'lo yin kakofer mahalchim b'keri aval nira bias ansho b'chal eis. To fear the punishment. Tu'ame yisala. We have to believe in scharva onesh. That's one of the Gimel Ikari Amunah. Right? The Rambam has 13 Ikari Amunah. The Sefer Ikarim of Yosef Albo has 3 Ikari Amunah, which he parallels to Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Those are the 3 Ikari Amunah. We have to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. That's Malchus. We have to believe that Schar Va'onesh, right? That is Zichronos, which one of our members. And we have to believe in Torah Min HaShemayim, which means that there is a connection between man and God, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to us, and that's shofar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shofar of Har Sinai and shofar of the Akedah. So the Sefer Yikarim parallels the big three of that he believes in Ikari Amunah to Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. But that's number one. We have to believe in Scharva Onesh, and that's Yiras Ha'onesh. Right? That's the first level. That can't be the only story though, because to say that one has to live their life with Yiras Ha'onesh every second might be somewhat paralyzing. And somewhat, there's no room with that type of yira to also have Ava at the same exact moment. And we know that our mitzvahs tmidios, right? Yira and Ava. So it's hard to have Yira Sa'onesh and at the same time love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why there's another Yira that also comes in, and that is Yiras Haromamus, right? Which we might call awe instead of nervousness or afraid. Awe. When we see a great leader, even if they have the power to punish us, but there's the Yira and the awe and the trepidation that we feel. We don't want to make the language of the smock. We don't want to make Hashem upset. Right? Not that's why we don't do Averis. Not because we're scared of the Onesh. But we want to, right? He says, Lo bishvil dagas peronis bilvad, el afilu enu yare klau, u batuach shalei kabel peronis, yesh lo lirov u lachavein velidok shalei yachas melech gadol v'nora alav. Right? We don't want to upset HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And that could work with Ahava. Right, we're in awe and we love. That could work together. I mean, the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas says the only type of relationship that we could have a love-fear relationship is with Hashem. Right, with a human being, it's what we call a love-hate relationship. It's not the same exact moment. It's sometimes it's love, it's sometimes it's hate. But with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we could have both. The Gilu Birada, right? He says it on that Gemara. The Gilu, we could be happy in trembling. That's the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah, is about V'gilu Bir'ada. But that's Yiras HaRomamus, a totally different type of Yira. There is a third type of Yira that's discussed by some, and maybe that's what's mentioned here. What we say, Yiras HaChet. What's Yiras HaChet? And this is, the Mesul Yesharim himself talks about this. Mesul Yesharim that we're discussing here, in Perach Chav Dalid, all the way towards the end of the Sefer, so he talks about just the fear of what the hate does to me, and it drives me and sullies my neshama and brings me further away from Hashem. So that's neither of the first two, right? Fear of punishment, fear of awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just recognizing that the hate brings me further away from Hashem. Right? Shalo lasos davar neged rum kvodi yisbarach. And let me find the Shibishashim is Damenes Avera Lafanabu Makabashi Avera, Shiazomi Lasosalamanasha Loyasa Dover Lomros Inikvodokhas of Shalom. You're as hate Bakalis Rosha, Bakarega who Yare Penikash of Yas, he continues just Shalikanis Vis Ari Bamasa Machmas Pshia Vis Rashlus, Bakulu, and it brings me further from my Kaddish Baruchu, Yevo Shi Kalim Yirash Vira Mirun Kvodo. That's what the Achronim talk about, Rav Salvechik talks about, a hate is Mechayev, and a Achet is Metame, right? It's Mechayev me in Onesh, and it also impurifies me, and it affects the relationship. So that's a third type of Yira, but that's also here, Yiras Chet. Yiras Chet. Okay, so that's a little bit about Anava, and a little bit about Yira. So let's continue. What about Ruach HaKodesh? Ruach HaKodesh. Chasidus Mevilidei Ruach HaKodesh. So here, let's stay on the page. The Tiklan Chadatin. The Chad on the bottom says, and he goes through each of these as well. He says, how does chasidus lead to yiras chet? Chasidus is everything that I do. Hishtavus. Once I've done all my hishtavus, and I did all that I could do, then hopefully Hashem will give us a matana and connect to us and talk to us. And that's the Ruach HaKodesh. Chasidus leads to Ruach HaKodesh. He says, Ba'az, Kisha Vigra Chasidus. Let's start with there. Tikkun Chadatin. Vigra Chasidus lo yizbayish mibnei adam mimila dishmaya. Don't be embarrassed and upset and worried that people are going to look at you when you're in Ovid Hashem. Again, there's the katzib of yuhara also. We're not supposed to bring undue attention to myself. But if I'm just being a simple, straightforward Ovid Hashem, I have to be proud. Va'az kisha ola b'madrega elyona, la'asos kol ma'shemuta l'alav. Once I do everything I have to do, what I want to do, u'mashi b'yicholto la'asig, oz al hashar Hashem ba'azro. V'yer alav ruach mimarom v'zochel ruach HaKodesh. And once I did everything, once I do everything I have to do, then ultimately, hopefully I'll be ro'i and merit ruach HaKodesh, which there are different levels of ruach HaKodesh. If you look in the Rabbeinu Bachai in Zos HaBracha, we're not going to delve into it now. We mentioned this years ago in a Parsha Shir. Rabbeinu Bachai in Zos HaBracha goes through different levels of ruach, of connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Different levels that we have of how do we connect? So he says four levels Baskol, Urim V'tumim, Ruach HaKodesh, and Nevuah. Those are the four that he has, and he goes through each one. Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, if you want to look it up, Lamed Gimel Ches, in Zos HaBracha. Baskol, Urim V'tumim, Ruach HaKodesh, and Nevuah. So, we'll leave that for now, but we'll see if there's, we can get back. And then we reach the level of Elio Zachor LaTov, which means Mashiach comes, and we're all back in the, Beis HaMikdash. So let's now go through Psukim for each one. Zerizos, maybe Lede Nikios, Tachsiv, Zerizos lead to Nikias. Where do you see that? Vikila Michaper. That's talking about the Kohen doing his Avoda. And therefore the Vikila, once he finished it, because he acted like a Zariz, so Michaper. Then it brings to Kapara, which is Nikias, it cleans us. Nikias Mevila De Tara, Tachsiv, Vichibra Lava Kohen, Vitahera. Tahara Mevila De Kedusha, Tara leads to Kedusha, Tachsiv, Vitaro, Vikidsho. Kedusha Mevila De Anova, Tachsiv, Kiko Amar Ram Venisa Shochinad Vekadosh Shmo. You see Kadosh, and at least to Maram Vekadosh Eshkon. There's Daka Shval Ruach, and at least to the Anava. Anava Mevila De Yiras Chay, Tachsiv, Ekev Anava, Yiras Hashem. Yiras Chay Mevila De Chasidus, Tachsiv, Vechesed Hashem, Meolam Adolam, Al Yireya. So Yira came first. Chasidus Mevila De Ruach HaKodesh, Chasidus leads to Ruach HaKodesh, Tachsiv. Az dibarta b'chason l'chasidecha, you spoke to your chasidecha. So you see, chasidus comes before, and then Hashem spoke to you. Ruach HaKodesh b'vidid t'chias ha-mesim. T'chsiv v'nasati ruchi b'chem v'chiyitem. T'chias ha-mesim m'vila de elio zachur la-tov. T'chsiv n'anochi shalech l'chem es elio anavi lefnei bo yom Hashem ha-gadol v'hanora. So elio will come and... related to Tchias HaMeisim. There is a major machlokas, Rambam, about Tchias HaMeisim. The Rambam says that, again, the Rambam says don't focus too much on this because it doesn't bring to Yiras Hashem or Avas Hashem. But I'll mention it. Right? The Rambam says that, Bez Hashem, Bimosa Mashiach is going to be two Tchias HaMeisim. Right? Some say that the Rambam, right, some took the Rambam to task that he didn't talk about Tchias HaMeisim in his Ikari HaAmuna. Not too much. Right? The last one he spoke about, but he hasn't, or at least in Mishnah Torah. Right, he doesn't talk about Torah all over, so he has Maimar Tchias HaMeisim, right, where he has a letter, where he talks about, I believe in Tchias HaMeisim, but I'm not talking about it. But the Rambam says there's gonna be an Olam HaTchiyah, there's gonna be, everybody's gonna come back to life, and then they're gonna die again, and that's gonna be a physical existence, and then there's gonna be another death, and then it's gonna be Olam Haba, which is an all spiritual existence. And the other Mefarshim, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar actually quotes in Parshas Nitzavim that no, what do you mean? It's gonna be a double? People are gonna die again? He says no, when this is chamesim, it's chamesim, and it's gonna be a physical existence without physical needs. That's the machlokas. How do you understand? It says there's gonna be a time where there's not gonna be eating and drinking. Does that mean there's not gonna be any eating and drinking and sleeping and sitting and standing because we're gonna be neshamas? We're not gonna be bodies. So, but then you might say, well, of course that's gonna be because. You know, if there's not going to be any need, but then some say, but why do we have to even know there's not going to be eating and drinking? If we don't have a nose or a mouth, so the chiddush is that there's going to be physical existence, but there's not going to be physical need. Anyway, that's the machlokas Rambam Ramban, which we're not going to focus on again so much because who knows what's going to be until it is. Beis Hashem, just let it be. Tana b'shem Rabbi Meir. Meir ends off with an amazing line. Call me shekavua. The Eretz Yisrael. This line does not appear in the Bavli. There's a mitzvah. Yishev Eretz Yisrael, whoever lives, but here, that's the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. Call me Shekavua Be'eretz Yisrael. Anyone who is set, who is permanent, Karban Eda, Shehudar Bekfius Be'eretz Yisrael, Shehim Mechaperes Avon. So anyone who's Kavua Be'eretz Yisrael, Umedaber B'Lashon HaKodesh, speaks Lashon HaKodesh, Va'ochel Perosav Pitara. So I guess the shear is in the wrong language. Well, what could I do? Vocha peirosa b'tahara. And eats fruit b'tahara. V'korei kriyash b'ababoker b'erev, yehi mevusar sheben ha'olam habahu. He should be, right, mevusar, right? Like Elio's been the mevasar. That's what he just said. Mevusar, that he is a ben olam haba. So again, what do these four have in common? We talk about kriyash b'ababoker b'erev. Some of them first talk about the different elements. Again, kavua b'eretz Yisrael. There's 2 days in the Magen Avram. In Hilchas Shabbos, about does somebody who visits Eretz Yisrael get the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael? The mitzvahs, right? You have to live there to get the mitzvah, right? He has 2 days. What are the 2 days about? Because there in Hilchas Shabbos, it talks about, and the Gemara talks about, are you allowed to go for a trip? When are you allowed to go for a trip? So you're allowed to go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. There are no limits. But later in the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, the Gemara says in Shabbos, if you go for a trip, maybe there are some limits on your... Because what? So the Gemara says, because it's almost Shabbos. And therefore, so Machlokas Rishonim, what exactly is the issue? Maybe if you're going on a trip, you'll definitely probably have to do Chil Shabbos on the boat. So therefore, you can't go on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Or maybe, I think the Balamar, you'll be seasick, the Rips, you'll be seasick. And you're not allowed to put yourself into a situation where you're not going to have Onik Shabbos. All different days. So, but the Gemara says, that's only L'dvar Rishus. But for a Dvar Mitzvah, you can even go on a Friday. For a Dvar Mitzvah, you can even go on a Friday. What's a Dvar Mitzvah? So the Magen Avraham has 2 days. What about if you're going to visit Eretz Yisrael? Right, is that called Dvar Mitzvah? So he has 2 days whether visiting Eretz Yisrael is at least a Yishuv Yisrael Mitzvah. It's a great idea, Bechlal, anyway. Even if we don't know what the scorecard says in Shemayim, but everybody should, if they don't get to have the chance to live here yet, to at least visit here. It's definitely something, definitely better than other countries in terms of the schar that one would get and the spiritual edification. But either way, that's the Lashon of Rabbi Meir, Kala Kavua Be'eret Yisrael. Okay, we'll have to stop here, but we'll continue next time with the fourth Perek of Maseches Shkalim.